The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight on Nightly Pop.
Vanessa.
What the f*** are you doing?
Want to get married?
Do you feel like you still need a year, or have you has that changed?
That's embarrassing.
Is that Ben calling you?
No, it's not Ben, it's A-Rod.
Single woman.
And okay. Then you should admit that you Polo.
Nobody asked you.
So, you know what you signed up for. No.
Hell to the number.
So
can we stop the gender reveals, please?
Slide into bed with us starting right now. You guys, Hunter is off, but Kim and Victor are holding it down with me tonight.
That's right.
I'm just gonna be so mad he missed the show with y'all lovely people. Okay, we are kicking off the week with some pretty big news, you guys, because Bennifer might be making a comeback. I mean, I might as well take the might out because it looks like it's happening. A source tells us they are spending time together and hanging out, which I think is a change from just friends. We have some photographic evidence because, you know, we come with receipts. So here the two are spending Mother's Day together at his house in Montana. They're in the car. Now, y'all, this picture reminds me of her Jenny from the Block video. They sent us a picture. I was like, this looks just like the Jenny from the Block video.
Well, wait. Didn't you just break up?
Girl.
The ink ain't even dry.
I was like, whoa.
Still...
She is the comeback queen.
She is. I mean, but that's the fastest comeback I've ever seen. Or is this a ploy to throw it in A-Rod's face?
I think it's a little bit of both. Yeah. I also think that when you spend... It's a big deal for me because you spend the holidays together. Now, when you spend a holiday together, especially one like Mother's Day, that's personal.
He has kids with somebody else.
Exactly. So it's like... Well, this is definitely a little bit more than just friends and hanging out, in my opinion.
Well, I think when you have, they were engaged. So I feel like that bounce back must be vicious.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
Is that Ben calling you?
Yeah, Ben is always.
He hit you up.
His ears is ringing. No, it's not Ben, it's A-Rod.
We got to keep somebody on deck.
Okay.
So, Victor, you are A-Rod.
Yeah.
How are you feeling right now?
I'm tight. I'm upset.
You'll be tight.
I'm upset because I'm seeing pictures of, I know we broke up, but you're still my woman.
At least for another couple months. No.
I mean, at least there's that respect. You want to have that respect factor there.
Do men feel like once you're mine, a part of you is always mine? Do men feel like that?
It depends on how deep we was in the relationship and how many things we were doing to one another that we liked.
Batman.
Yes.
If that's what you're going to go public with, that's how you do it.
I think that was a little bit of a stab. Get back at you. A little bit. It's a little stab.
He wasn't the best Batman we've seen. Let's be honest. Wasn't the greatest Batman. You know
but
what I mean?
He still was Batman.
He's cute.
I love them together. He was never more dapper than when he was with her. She had him cleaned up, honey.
Oh.
Like, she changed his world.
Yeah.
So I'm here for it. I can't wait to see.
I can't wait to see
2003
what
all over again. It's so juicy. I love it. I love old school drama coming back. All right, part three of the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion aired last night. It was all about Strippergate and Kenya, and Portia really got into what really went down.
I think any time that you have sex with someone or explore, as you say, is within their right. However, it's my right to exploit what they do in a cast house for a reality TV show.
Talking about single woman.
And then you should admit that you Polo.
Nobody asked you.
That's the point.
Why don't you tell us who you
All right, you guys, stop.
We are here because you are a liar.
Stop.
You're trying to slut shame me.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Why did you lie to me?
Absolutely are.
Then why did you lie?
And it's a shame.
Ooh, okay. Wait, let me ask this first because this is crazy. All right, so who is right? Whose side are we on? Is it Kenya's business or is it look fair game?
Well, no, well, Kenya said it's her job. That's what she's saying. It is my job being on a reality show to exploit you. That's what she said. She said it right out of her mouth. And it is her job. NeNe Leakes is gone, honey. Somebody got to take that spot.
Somebody got to
take that toxic spot. I think it's fair game.
There's just something about male strippers to me that are just... It's a little yucky.
It feels a little yucky.
It's not cute.
I never forget when I was 13, I'm at my auntie's house and we all there. All of a sudden, I see this doctor walk in. And I was like... Ain't nobody sick. I ain't seen not a sick person in here.
When
I tell you, my mother jumped on me and said, go to the front porch. Go to the front porch. I was like, all right. I'm peeking back like, what? It was too much.
That is traumatizing at 30.
I had my basketball. You know, you're sitting there with your basketball in your like, go outside, I think. Just dribble. I'm going to just dribble.
Oh, my God. I love that story.
About his auntie.
That's what I learned about the birds and the bees. That's the way I learned about the birds and the bees.
Aunties, I got a phone call, no lie, yesterday. My aunt has been watching me on TV for years. She literally called me yesterday and was like, hey, who's this Victor on your show that you've been having? I said, what? She was like, who is he? And tell him to come back. We had a five. I was like, auntie, this is... She was like, is he single?
Oh, my God.
My Aunt Doris is on it, child. Aunt Doris, shout
out
to
Aunt
you.
Doris.
I said I was going to have Victor. Victor, please.
He's a tease.
I'm not looking for an uncle. Please, no.
That would be hilarious. Uncle Vic.
Oh, my God. All right. Lady Gaga just wrapped her House of Gucci movie in Rome. Oh, she got emotional leaving her hotel, but some commenters are dragging her because, okay, she got flowers, and then she threw them to the ground for her fans. Kim, so you had a good observation.
Well, I feel like it was COVID and she couldn't get that close. She loves her fans.
Right.
And normally she would have gone up probably and, you know, tossed them out to them.
How about maybe skipping the flower tossing this time? Maybe we do it next time. Maybe you throw them from your balcony.
If you're a Gaga fan, you don't care if she pissed on them and gave them to you. Are you serious?
Now, she peed on them flowers. I did not want
I would have gotten that flower. I'd have been like, it was a little wet.
One of them almost tore ACL trying to get to that flower, too.
Yeah. I guess at the end of the day, the fans will be like, I got flowers from Lady Gaga.
Yes.
You know
exactly.
what I mean?
That's going to be the story. That's the overarching
They're not going to say she put it on the ground. They're going to say, we got flowers from Lady Gaga.
Exactly. Oh, no, she put it on the ground. Look at the dirt. That's the dirt from Lady Gaga.
Yeah. All right, you guys, we got to talk about Mother's Day. We know that it was yesterday. Steve Harvey went all out for Marjorie, his wife, so he spared no expense on, you know, the designer clothes, the shoes, everything. You know, he keeps her laced up, and it blew her mind.
That's the new summer collection from all of the top designers.
You happy?
I'm speechless.
Mm-hmm. Oh, beyond happy. I am literally speechless.
Oh, and my parents are here. Right. Oh, it hurts for you. Yes, it's bad.
Who thinks of this?
What did you just say?
I said, yeah, end of the cut. I said, yeah, go sit on daddy's lap. You know, got to be good. Go ahead and sit on
you
daddy's lap.
Steve sat down, too.
I sure would have been like, okay.
But he's making it very hard for us out here. Like, how are we supposed to compete with, what are we supposed to do here?
Well, Steve is he's an old school OG.
Yeah,
like,
he is.
He don't play about Marjorie. I wonder, like, what do you think Marjorie did to get him just to, like...
Oh, I know what Marjorie did.
What'd she do?
Marjorie, me and Steve laugh about this. Marjorie got a gap between the legs. You can see light. I ain't seen light between my thighs in a long time. She got a diamond.
She got the sun.
She got the sun. That's what she did. I've been trying to get a lipo between my thighs. I was like, I just need a little bit of light. Just a little. I can just see
girl,
a little
just get
bit
a ring light from your phone. Turn that flashlight on that iPhone on, girl. If it's going to get you this.
Girl.
We got to take a quick break, but don't go anywhere because up next, a tiger on the loose scares the hell out of a whole neighborhood. Hail to the no-no is next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back. Okay, so here at Nightly Pop, we find it important to realize life could be always worse. So, which means it's time for a little hail to the no-no.
Yeah. Let's do it.
First up, a video is going viral of a very special guest surprising a quiet neighborhood in Houston. Y'all not gonna believe this.
Oh, hell.
No, sir.
No, sir.
No, sir.
No, sir. No. You and your
tiger.
Get the back inside. I don't know who the
this
is. Get the back inside.
What?
Hail to the no-no. Not both you and your tiger? Let me give you guys a little backstory.
Okay.
So according
do.
To witnesses on Twitter at the end of the video where the neighbor is trying to keep the tiger at bay, the neighbor had a tiger, brought it to the house. We don't know why. Another neighbor, from what we saw on Twitter, works for the sheriff deputy and came to try to help the situation. And that's where you saw the confrontation. The other guy was actually able to get the tiger, put it in his SUV, and raced off.
Wait,
this tiger is being looked for in Houston.
Wait a minute, I'm confused. The dude outside the truck backing up
is cautiously. A sheriff's deputy.
That's a sheriff's deputy.
He's a sheriff's deputy.
He ain't
got no animal training.
You own a tiger, how is it out?
Can you imagine? Houston is a regular city. This is not a rural place. Can you imagine going out to like have your coffee on the porch and you see a whole ass tiger outside?
Wait. I'm still confused. Who put him in the truck and raced off?
The owner of the tiger.
Oh, finally grabbed
finally,
him and
grabbed him. Tamed
because they were obviously calling everybody
calling
to come
everybody.
Get
we're
the...
About to get
also,
tiger.
I'm pretty sure it's illegal to own a tiger.
Right.
He's on the run. Yeah. And nobody knew that this tiger had been chilling in the house, apparently.
I mean, clearly, he's fully grown. He probably had him when he was a cub, and now he's an adult, and he got himself out.
He's a kitten. He's a kitten.
Yeah, and listen, the tiger is going... A tiger's going to tig. They're going to be, you know, I don't know what the tiger should be. Have he's going to be himself.
No, let me tell you something. Watch that show, Fatal Attraction. Let me tell you something. It shows all the people who've owned all these exotic animals, and every last one of them, the exotic animal, took them down.
Wait,
killed them all?
All of them. Or every last... They were like, oh, I got a monkey. I got a gorilla. I got a tiger.
And they killed every
last one of them. One girl in the cage, and the tiger just laid on her. But then I think he got hungry because she couldn't get up to feed him. I think he just nibbled on her a little bit. Yeah.
Well, Fatal Attraction, that sounds like a difference.
But that
was
the name of the... They called Fatal Attraction because the people are attracted to... These animals back in, yes.
Why?
One lady had a killer snake you're not even supposed to have, and they said, don't ever get this snake. She gonna get the snake. They found her in her apartment 3-4 days later. Gone. They tell you to leave these animals where they're supposed to be.
They don't belong in your house.
I don't even like going to the zoo, child, so I don't know what's going on.
Too much.
Wow.
Not with these types.
That made my chest tight.
All right, well, let's move on. Let Kim get a little oxygen for a second. I think we've made our stance very clear about gender reveal parties. Please just stop it, please. But for some reason, people don't want to listen to us, and now this family is tempting us with darts. What color was it?
Why are you behind the dartboard?
You right in the line of fire of the dart, first of all. Second of all, can we stop the gender reveals, please? These are stupid. They're stupid, Nina.
But why can't they just cut a cake? Why can't we cut a cake and the inside is pink or blue? Why we gotta do all that?
Why can't
we
just say
why can't we do it the way I did it? You show up at the family cookout, You got clammy hands and you're holding your girlfriend and you're saying we're pregnant and we're having a boy. And you walk out of there, you have some Puerto Rican food and you share it with the homies and you walk on out of there with your full dignity and you don't have a dart in your ankle.
That sounds fun, actually.
Just say, I'm having a boy, I'm having a girl.
Yeah, I don't even go at this point. Unless they're saying, we're just doing a cake. I don't even go.
How about this?
Because you still got to go to the baby shower later.
Hey, how about go to the 60s and say, guess what? We don't know. Because we don't have the technology. Good luck. You'll find out when we do.
You know what? You're the only black person I know who wants to go back to the 60s.
Yeah,
but, you know,
okay, that is true.
If you got open bar, the gender reveal, sign me up. I'm pulling up to the gender reveal. Only if you got open bar.
That's true. Okay, moving on. A groom is getting slammed for being cheap. He tried to hire his fiance's favorite singer to perform at their wedding by paying him only in free food and beer, and then what? To sweeten the deal, the groom said that he would throw in a thirsty bridesmaid. But wait, when the singer declined, the groom called him ungrateful.
What?
Sis, don't marry this man.
Oh, my God. Usher, I know.
Victor!
And I said, Usher shouldn't. Wait,
there's thirsty bridesmaids at all weddings. Let's see that.
We're
calling a spade a spade. There's at least one friend, you know, at the bridesmaids. Like, yo, look.
But your favorite singer is Usher.
If you play your cards
Usher,
right, I'll throw Sandra at you.
We the thirsty bridesmaids, Kim. I just want you to know that.
It would have been us. Oh, yeah. They'd have thrown me to them, definitely. Your favorite singer, obviously, is not somebody who's on the charts. This is somebody who sings at church.
Yeah.
Gotta be
this
church
is our favorite
singer.
Local singer. The groom apparently thought he was ungrateful. Good luck to this bride, because she got a handful to deal with. He's not like a headache.
Or you could put it on YouTube. You know, he got a lot of performances on YouTube, probably. Throw it on there. Throw it on a big screen.
Just get a friend who pretends to read poetry and keep it moving like everybody else. Okay, you guys, we have to take another break. But coming up, are 90 days Cold and Vanessa still engaged? We have the exclusive with them right after last night's Big Proposal episode.
Vanessa?
What the f*** are you doing?
Want to get married? Will you marry me, Vanessa? Stick your finger out. Hope it fits.
We have these, I don't know.
Problems?
We have problems.
So what?
I don't know what to say.
Say yes, you'll be my wife.
I wasn't expecting you to ask me. Not this soon. You know, I don't feel like I'm that ready to get married yet. Would you be willing to wait about a year or so if that's the time limit I have on it?
You're worth it. I love you. Yeah. You're my fiance now if you say yes.
Yes. I'll be your fiance. Holy f***. Seriously. No f***ing way.
We're engaged.
We're engaged. And it's prettier than Larissa's. I like that.
Oh, boy. Okay, so
I cut a lot.
Oh, that falls on that one.
Oh, boy, we got a lot to discuss here. So Cole finally sealed the deal with Vanessa on TLC's 90 Day, The Single Life. Of course, being the biggest 90 Day fans in late night, we wanted to get an exclusive interview to talk to them about this wonderful time in their lives. So first, congratulations, you guys.
Thank you so much.
We're very happy right now.
And if you said, hey, stick your finger out, let's do this. But then, Vanessa, you kind of hesitant. You were like, can we give it a year?
Yeah, Vanessa. So,
yeah, I mean, we were only dating for like a month.
Well, I mean, we don't have the time limit of the 90 days.
Oh,
yeah. Right.
Yeah, you said
true.
Yes.
Yes, I'm not backing out.
Do you feel like you still need a year, or have you has that changed?
I mean, the main thing was I had a lot of trust issues.
Okay.
Yeah. He's totally changed my mind on that now. I mean, he's given me passwords to all his accounts on everything. Mm-hmm. So that's not really an issue anymore. So I feel like I'm ready.
Passwords are the keys to the heart, Kim. Did you know
like,
that?
I like it. So you leave your phone out just laying on the table and then you walk to the bathroom and leave it facing up and everything?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good. Sometimes I even like, I just feel like, here you go. Like, I don't even care. Just take the phone. Here, you want the phone? I got to go pee.
Vanessa, now you talked about intimacy levels. Recently, you know, there were a few complaints about Colt's needs. Let's catch everybody up and take a recap.
I feel like you just don't enjoy sex.
Oh, God. I feel like 3 hours for sex is ridiculous. Like, come on, let's go. Sometimes, I'm turned on and you just keep going and going. Like, stories just keep talking. And I'm like, shut the
up.
This had me die. Okay, I have to know, Vanessa, has the sex life changed between you two since the engagement, or is this still a 3-hour story, child?
No. He's calmed down on the talking, for sure.
Okay. I think it's just important to have a balance, a health, you know, balance of whatever it is at the end of the day, you know, same type of energy. I don't want to be too much, but the same token, I don't want to feel like Vanessa, you know, has to do too much or too little. And maybe we're not there yet 100%, but, you know, we have a lifetime to figure out the little details. But...
I mean, you said 5 times a day is ideal. I don't know who can keep up with that.
It's not the amount. It's just the energy. You know, some people, they don't like to cook. They don't care about going out and having a good steak. They just want to go have a hamburger or fast food something. You know, there's a difference. Everyone's got to eat, but it's different level.
5 times a day?
I don't think it's ever going to hit 5 times a day. No.
I love that you are being realistic, and you still got the ring, girl, so we're not worried about it. You guys have actually had some pretty awkward dates in addition to the sex life on the show. And when you went on the double date with Colt's ex, Jess, and her new husband, that was a lot for me to deal with. I have to hear, Colt, how did you talk Vanessa into agreeing to do this?
I think you wanted to be there. She actually insisted, I feel like.
Yeah, well, no, she said she wanted to bring Brian. So I was like, well, it's only fair if I go too, because you have 2 against 1.
Oh,
plus, okay. I didn't want to think I was doing anything odd behind Vanessa's back or anything. You're not trying to get back with an ex or something odd like that. So I wanted Vanessa just to be there, understood everything that was going on.
I wasn't worried about that. I was more worried about her throwing shoes at you.
Speaking of weird and people and all the awkward things, if you could have a thruple, I don't know if you would, but it sounds like you would, with any celebrity, who would you invite?
Chris Hemsworth for me, but I don't know. Who would you pick?
I don't know. I don't think about that.
Yeah, you do. Come on, be honest.
Jessica Alba.
Oh, my God.
You said that quick. I don't think about this Jessica Alba.
But hold on.
she's
a celebrity. She's pretty. I think she's a billionaire. She's like $1 billion corporation.
Yeah, she is.
This is a thruple. You're not getting her money.
I don't want her money. I'm just saying.
We know Chrissy Teigen watches the show. Amy Schumer, Lady Gaga, Seth Rogen. Do you guys want to take this opportunity to invite any of these A-listers that watch the show to your wedding?
Yes.
Oh my.
Why not?
Inviting.
The more the merrier. If you want to come and enjoy, celebrate all of our Chrissy's a huge fan of Nike.
Yeah.
She's been a fan for a long time. Seth Rogen, I think he tweeted about
me. Yeah.
There you are, right there.
Okay, Chrissy and Seth at your wedding. Yeah. I'd be here for you.
Come one, come all.
I love it, including us, Kim. We might show up.
You ladies can come too if you want.
Oh, absolutely.
We might show up. Colt, Vanessa, congratulations once again on your engagement. I'm love hearing that it might happen sooner than later with this wedding. You guys, so thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, congratulations and good luck.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's our pleasure.
90 Day, the Single Life Tell All premieres this Sunday on Discovery Plus. And listen, don't forget to set your DVRs. We are out of time, but we will be back tomorrow night for an all new show. Oh, have a good one. Yeah.